The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Surround your daily source for in-depth business and investing news.
We are Business 1440, KYCR, Golden Valley,
a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House has passed a $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill, even though its Republican critics say there's virtually no chance of it passing in the GOP-controlled Senate. We get a closer look from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The House began debate on three measures at 9 a.m. and wrapped up proceedings shortly before 10 p.m. Eastern. They debated and passed a rule on how to vote by proxy, as many members stayed away from the Capitol due to the coronavirus. Washington, D.C. is still considered a hotspot. The House passed the largest stimulus bill in U.S. history. The Republican-controlled Senate has said the bill will not pass the Senate, and President Trump called the bill dead on arrival. Republicans say they wish to see how the $3 trillion already allocated to assist Americans through the pandemic have impacted the economy. The House will not meet next week.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett on Wall Street Friday. The Dow gained 60 points. The NASDAQ was up 70. This is SRN News.
Mistakes. Little mistakes, big mistakes, monumental mistakes. They all matter. When they're made in regard to your retirement, they can be disastrous. Tune into this week's Money Matters with Al and Mike. The guys are going to share with you common mistakes that retirees make that can derail your retirement. Make sure you listen so you can keep your retirement on track. Al and Mike have solutions and strategies for you. Tune into Money Matters with Al and Mike, 2 p.m. Sunday on Business 1440, or call them now at 855-231-6010.
Proud life across America, the Billboard people.
Did you know my mom's gonna have a baby?
She is?
Will it be a boy?
Or will it be a girl?
We don't know yet, but we heard the heartbeat and my dad said this is gonna be someone very special.
You mean like being a president?
Or maybe a doctor?
Well, probably maybe like a singer or dancer, I think.
Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. We know that every baby is a miracle and has the potential to do great things. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
If you could build the world's greatest radio station, where would you start? We'd begin by creating a live station that's able to provide breaking news updates. Then we'd install some of today's top political voices behind the mic. Finally, we'd craft a convenient way to listen with a specialized mobile app. No, it's not a work in progress. It's on the air now. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio. Online at am1280thepatriot.com.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air.
I'm excited. This economy is on fire.
It's the King Banyan Show.
Let me emphasize that correlation is not causation.
As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs.
Please bring on the recession.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Inflation getting higher.
Welcome back. Inflation actually be getting lower. We'll talk about that in a little bit here. King Banyan Show. Are you feeling better? More businesses are opening up, although reported in our local paper, some bars will... although told that they should stay closed for an additional 10 days and continue to make plans for reopening. Some of them are planning to open here locally on Monday.
announced it. In fact, it's in the newspaper, and now the question is, what will city and county officials do in response to that? That would be interesting. We'll talk about a lot of those issues and more with our good friend, fellow economist from the University of St. Thomas, John Spry, joining us in the second hour today to talk about Minnesota models. And I have a few questions for John. Anyone who listens to the show often enough knows that I've been very skeptical of the models we've seen out there. I think John is equally with some skepticism, but I'm not sure if our skepticism works in the same way. So we will have a chat about those things coming up in the second hour. But chronicled on this show here, by the way, we're live again for the second week in a row. Yay! 651-289-4477. We're very happy to be with you live. 651-289-4477. We had a couple calls last week. We certainly could use more. We know you're by the phone. The sun is trying to peek out today. And you want to know why I kind of think some of this is going all right now? This is always a test because my production folks have kind of a standing order. In terms of, they have two things that I ask them to do before the show. One, they prep all that audio that we play during the show. And I know that Wyatt's done all that. But there's a second standing order. And that standing order is check the price of gasoline at the station that's kitty corner to the mothership down there in Eagan. And I do the same thing with the gas station I drive by on my way from my home to the campus of St. Cloud State University. Deathly quiet here. Very quiet. Because we are still working remotely for the most part. I've had to come in. I think in the last 2 months, I have spent the equivalent of about 8 hours doing university work in here, and now this will be hours 3 and 4 of doing radio in here in 2 months, almost to the day. So not much time spent up here, and we probably won't be in these offices for a while yet. We're still trying to figure out how things work, and boy, I'll tell you, you want to talk about something that's fun as you think about those reopenings? Think about 10 minutes to 11 a.m. on a university campus where classes are scheduled to start at 11 under block scheduling. Okay, under a common a time block model, which most universities have. We have our course scheduled to start and stop at the same time so a student can go from one class to another class, and all the courses are kind of available to them except those that meet at exactly the same time. And if you've ever been on a campus at like 10 to 11 or 10 to noon or 1:45, there were a madhouse of people going in and out round campus all over the place, right? Students getting from one class to the next and perhaps waiting in line for your options. Could be some pizza, it could be a burrito, it could be some Chick-fil-A. We have Chick-fil-A on campus. It's great. Bagels, all kinds of things are available on our campus in our student union building. And so students, and of course, the ubiquitous coffee shops that populate many campuses. And students are picking up coffee, picking up lunch, going from place to place. How do you manage that in the corona world? Well, I hope I didn't talk you out of coming to campus, because what we're doing right now is we're trying to figure out exactly how that works and what that looks like. And we've got 3 months to make it viable and make it safe. And we plan to do that here. And we've got lots of good people thinking about those things. But it's kind of a symptom of what we're seeing in the data. As I talk about the two major bits of data that come in, it kind of relates to what we're dealing with here at the university right now. One of those bits of news that popped up was, of course, April retail sales, which was a complete and utter mess. Retail sales down 16.4% in April, Core sales, which takes out autos, building materials, and gas station, down 17.2% in April, down 17.6% from year-ago levels. Overall sales from a year ago, down 21.6%. So that's both the March and April decline. And again, some of this decline happened even before government started to issue stay-at-home orders or now. Governor Walz's piece, Stay Safe Orders. Real GDP will drop, okay, since what really happened. And this is very interesting. I saw Brian Westbury mention this in his notes on the retail sales piece, and it got me to thinking about this. Someone asked me, says, well, has there ever been a real V-shaped recession where it just drops for a moment and then comes right back, roaring back to the same place it was before? And my answer to that was, yeah, 1946. Now look at me, 1946, what was happening then? Yeah, what happened was the end of World War II. The entire production process of the United States pivoted from peacetime to wartime. I have somewhere in my office here, probably right behind me, but I'm not going to reach back to grab them, collections of old stamps, coupons that were used to ration things like butter and sugar and even shoes, because those products were needed for the troops in the front line. Just like we rationed PPE, we were rationing all kinds of things during World War II. We've been here before. We've done this. In that the moment you decide that the war is over, and you have to sort of keep your foot on the gas up until the very last, right? You can't start making the transition to peace before you've actually got a surrender. So you get to VE Day, which we just celebrated in the last week, all right? And the Nazis have surrendered, but you still have Japan going, and there are still battles to fight in the summer of 1945. I'll defer the history of 1945 to my good friend Mitch Berg on the Narn there. He'll be on at 1 o'clock over in AM 1280 The Patriot this afternoon. He's a better war historian than I am. I spent a fair amount of time playing war games as a young adult, old Avalon Hill games. I had lots of them at one time. I just don't have people to play them with anymore. And since I moved away from Southern California, I've just stopped playing those. My wife finds them distracting and kind of disgusting. Okay, so you know, because she says, "Well, you're pretending people are dying on your board." It's like, yeah, well, it's like chess, which I still play. But we pivoted to a peacetime. Well, the same thing's happening now, right? We all of a sudden have the demand for antibody tests, vaccines, treatments, and along with it, a desire to change our behavior in terms of not going so close to people, right? This morning, I'm coming into my office, and I had to bring in a few things, and so I've already got full arms. And then before I go, I'm so about to lock the door, and I remember, oh, yeah, my mask and my gloves are in my glove box, which is truly a glove box right now. And I say, you know what? I think I need those. It's very possible I will not see anybody here today. But just in case, I want them to be okay, so I put them in my pocket. All right? And as I did that, I thought to myself, well, there's a behavior change. You never would have thought of that 2 weeks ago. Now you realize you have to think about that. And people adjust and people adapt. Go back and look at the data for 1945 and 1946. Big, sharp decline in consumption. Big, sharp decline in consumption, in GDP in the fourth quarter, because we have to stop making war goods. And we start making other things. And by 1946, the pivots happened. Everybody thought we'd have to plan that in this remarkable way. But no. There was no great effort of planning. And to that, I credit very much Harry S. Truman, who was willing to wait and see what would develop. And as he watched and saw, his conclusion was the economy is adjusting on its own to peacetime production. It doesn't need a whole lot of us. Indeed, where they screwed up was in trying to manage the economy of Germany after World War II, caused a great deal, the changes, the depression that happened in 1945, 46, and 47, not just in Germany, but Hungary, Austria, Czechoslovakia. Many of those countries were devastated, remained devastated. And if you ever want to know what a peaceful transition looks like and what an unplanned transition looks like, someday we should take the time to learn about Ludwig Erhard, E-R-H-A-R-D, if you want to go wiki him. Ludwig Erhard. Look him up and see what he did to release the German economy and let it make the transition. And it did a fantastic job. As soon as they decided to tell the Allies who were trying to tell them how to run their economy, the army, not an army of economists, but military people who studied military science and were into all kinds of command and control modeling. They said, Erhard said, we're going to let people charge what they want for prices. We're going to let people produce what they want. And it all turned out all right. But in those first few months, that pivot is really, really sharp. No question we're in a recession, but the question is, how are we going to allow the economy to develop in a world where, as we'll talk about with John, the virus will be with us for quite some time to come. Do we trust ourselves to figure out how to live with it? Is really the question. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Look at all these options.
You could fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream Business 1440. Top shelf choices include TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com, our free app, and Radio.com.
Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I'm confined to my home, spending time with my family, and one thing we enjoy right now is watching uplifting movies that affirm our faith. But what's there to watch? Well, I have the answer. Introducing Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, a documentary that explores convincing evidence that the biblical account of the Exodus is true. Investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney journeyed to Egypt, Israel, and throughout the world to search for answers to one very important question. Did the stories like Exodus, as written in the Bible, really happen? And the results of his investigation are monumental. Right now, you can watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus at home. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com. And immediately following the movie, a panel moderated by Gretchen Carlson and featuring Dennis Prager and Graham Lotz and me, yours truly, will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, and others in the series. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com.
Your safety is of the utmost importance to the Invergrove Hyundai family. They want you to know that you can shop their entire inventory online at InvergroveHyundai.com. And if you're in need of a new Hyundai right now, it's a great time to buy. All Hyundai Elantras and Hyundai Tucsons come with 0% financing for 84 months. You'll find over 500 vehicles to choose from, and Invergrove Hyundai's internet managers will answer any of your questions. You can do all the paperwork online as well. Even though their sales and service department is open for business, Invergrove Hyundai will deliver the vehicle to your home for your test drive. And of course, after your purchase is completed, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain and Hyundai Assurance. The world as we know it may have changed, but the incredible customer service that you'll receive at Invergrove Hyundai has not. Stay safe, and when you're ready, visit them online at InvergroveHyundai.com. That's InvergroveHyundai.com.
Are you a member of our rewards program?
Yeah, I had the card here somewhere.
We've all been there, rustling around for that rewards card you can't seem to find. At Business 1440, we simplified the process. All of the perks, none of the hassle. It's the Business VIP Fan Club, where you'll get early access to tickets for our events, exclusive content, prizes, and more. Sign up at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
Your Amazon Smart Speaker is now your all-access pass to financial strategists, economic pros, and more. Tune in with Alexa. Just say, play Business Radio 1440. That's play Business Radio 1440.
Welcome back. King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Just had to pause a second. This is a favorite song, actually. I admit, one thing about this period we're in, I like to exercise to podcasts, but I also from time to time want music, and particularly when I choose to run, which is not often. My body doesn't like running a whole heck of a lot. Particularly the lower half. Probably my biggest issue is the knees have actually been pretty good over the last year, and I think that's just a function of losing as much weight as I have. They just have held up a lot better. But the hips, that the weight hasn't been the issue with the hips. The hips have more mechanical issues than just having to hold up too much of my body. That song is in the playlist when I go running. I like music when I run. I like when I'm doing anything else at a gym, or if I'm on a treadmill or on an exercise bike, I prefer the podcast. But I need a pace, and that's got the right pace for me. That particular song has a good pace for me. But I don't know about you. I'm exercising now with my spouse. Even whether I run or walk, she's on a bike because she does not walk as fast as I do. I walk about a 4 mile an hour pace, and that's a little too fast for her. So she gets on the bike and rides around nearby. I don't know about you. I have found I've had more conversation with her in the last 2 months than I barely had in 12 years before that. Just more interesting things to talk about. And the other thing, I'm cooking a lot more from home. So as I look at those retail sales numbers, I think to myself, so what's changed for me? I am getting more food from home online, and I'm buying many more things online. Indeed, she comes to me, my wife comes to me the other day and says, I'm running out of potassium tablets, and I need potassium. There's some other medicine she takes that requires a potassium supplement. I don't remember what it is. But so she says, and I don't want to go into the drugstore to get it. And I said, hey, no problem. We can order it online. And she said, yeah, but I like this particular brand. I said, no problem. I turn on my Amazon app on my phone. It lets me scan the barcode, and up it pops and says, here's what it costs, and it'll be there on Saturday. So sometime by the time I get home, she'll do that. And she looked at that like, that's really all it takes? I said, yeah, that's all it takes. About 30 seconds later, she comes in and says, can you get me this too? Here's the barcode. And yep, we can get that too. Same. Will it take as long? Yeah. It looks like we'll come in the same shipment. Eyes are opening up everywhere. And that's part of that adjustment that's happening. And that adjustment's going to happen faster and faster. Right? COVID has caused technological changes that probably would have taken 10 years now happen in 10 weeks. Okay, everything's been sped up. For us here, I mean, I have people teaching online who have discovered, hey, I can actually do some really interesting things with this that I didn't know I could do, because there was no impetus for them to get over the hurdle of learning how to do those new things until it was like, well, you can't go to the office, so what are you going to do now? You can't go into a classroom, so what are you going to do now? Not every online class turns out to be awesome. But many do. And for everybody, they've now picked up skills that they didn't have before. And now that they've got 3 months to think about it, my thought is really, and I say this in part because I am a dean and I at a university, and I do worry about people coming back. We're going to be fine. I tell our folks, I said, it's going to be uncertain. There'll be bumps in the road. Who knows what happens in 6 months from now, but things will be fine. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about what the bumps are, but I'm not concerned about our ability to solve those. Think about those people back in 1945 thinking about, oh my gosh, all of a sudden we've got an economy entirely turned to the production of tanks and planes. However, will we meet the demand from those soldiers being demobilized? Won't there be massive unemployment as a result? There was for a few months, and it bounced right back. The key here is whether or not people will adjust and how they adjust. So I go back to the retail sales information, and as I look at that, you know, as you look at the data on retail sales, on a 3-month annualized pace, retail sales down 35.7%. If you look at the same, if you look at it, there's a control group that excludes some sectors that won't show up in GDP. That's 30.2%, excluding autos, down 28.2%, and food service. Right, RSM forecasting a 38.5% decline in GDP for the second quarter based off that. GDP now is now at minus 42.8%. You know, all you folks who were saying, well, it lags, it doesn't really tell you anything, it's not lagging anymore. But what GDP now tells you is you're going to assume that the economy is going to stay as bad as it was in April through May and June. If it does stay at this level, over 40% decline in GDP in Q2 is quite possible. But consider the fact that if you look at the early trends for May, we're beginning to see phased reopenings of states. We're beginning to see over the last 7 days a declining trend in new deaths from COVID. But, and this is my point, why I focused on the World War II story here. The most important thing is people learning to adjust how to live into this new world that they're in. Right? I think we go through the stages of grief, right? We went through our denial part. We're going through our anger part. Now we're in the phase where I think we're in the middle of bargaining. Well, could we do this? Would you allow us to do this? Okay, Wyatt and I were having a brief discussion. We might come back to it later, so I won't talk too much about it. How will sports reopen and the bargaining that's happening between players and owners and between owners and franchises and leagues and their fans? We're in that phase, I think. If I was to do the four stages of grief, I think we've now reached, you know, I think the anger stage peaked and everyone was kind of a little taken aback by the look of the protesters in the Michigan State Capitol. I certainly was looking at, like, seems like we've gone a little too far on that. And I think there's bargaining happening and some people trying to get a bargain that's better. The pictures of the people going to the bars in Wisconsin this week look a little like that. But my point is we all are finding a way to we're now in the bargaining phase. The part that we have to get to is the acceptance phase. And the acceptance is this. Okay. And I've heard leaders say this, and I think it's important for us to continue to say this. You will continue to see cases of COVID until we reach, till either we reach a 60 to 70% infection level, which we're not anywhere near, it appears. It appears, and that's a question for John. We'll talk about in the next hour for John Spry. Or we find a vaccine. And the way in which we find vaccines takes a fairly lengthy period of time. So I think that that rate of adjustment is the piece that's going to be so important. And looking for signs not of tracking the vaccine. I'll tell you what, that is actually not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for signs like how many people are returning to restaurants. How are those leagues, the Korean baseball organization or the Chinese Professional Baseball League in Taiwan, okay? The latter of which I believe is now letting a limited number of fans into the stands. The NBA is even, professional basketball is talking about, could we let in a few hundred of our best fans, our season ticket holders that have premium seating? Could we let them come in to the facility to watch a playoff game? Okay? Because humans are creative in solving problems. Because there's an incentive to solving the problem. The incentives are twofold. I want to enjoy my life and I want to keep living. And people are going to hit the balance between those two. This is not to criticize that we did shutdown, that we had these stay-at-home orders. Okay? I have criticisms of how they've been implemented, but the basic principle, and it's very interesting to me, that the basic principle of what we use is a principle that we've used for centuries. Right? The word quarantine comes from the Black Death. And there is a whole lot of similarity between what we did in the 21st century and what we did back in the 15th, or 14th century, I should say. And we have a lot of history with that, and it's got some impacts, okay? But you can say whatever you like, but I would point out, we're going to find an economy that's going to change. And the way in which people are changing is the way it's changing is going to depend on people's behavior. Their behavior is being influenced, I think, by some things that politicians are saying. But I think the things to pay attention to are, will you have the space to make the adjustments you need to make to live with the pandemic? We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Arby's Computer Service.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own. Whether it's for your personal system or business, Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
People looking to buy a new fence in Minnesota are lucky. Lucky because, unlike with other types of purchases, when it comes to buying a new fence, the choice has been made so darn easy. Only one company truly stands above the rest, and has for a long, long time. Midwest Fence has not only been around far longer than anyone else, and thus is far more experienced, they're the largest fence company in the state, which means Midwest Fence has the greatest variety of fence designs. You won't believe the seemingly endless styles you can choose from these days. And Midwest Fence buys in such bulk, they can keep their prices lower than other companies. That's why, if you're ready for a fence, you're just plain lucky. The legendary fence company that's been making people smile since Truman was president is but a phone call away and ready to stop out and deliver a free estimate. Your turn to smile, folks. Learn more at MidwestFence.com.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show. This is 1440, 651-289-4477. Number to call with your questions or comments, 651-289-4477. Here on a not really overcast. I can't really tell what it looks like outside. It looks mostly cloudy. Hopefully it just stays mostly cloudy so you can get outdoors. If you're a gardener, wasn't yesterday like the perfect day? Yeah, it was. It was just fabulous out there. And hopefully you were able to get out and enjoy some of it. Let's run through a few other numbers that are in here talk about some of that confidence, okay? So the retail sales numbers we talked about, the other number that was really negative was the fact that industrial production down 11.2%. The factory output was down 13.7%. Up here in the St. Cloud area, we've had a number of factories that have laid off their workers, some of them because of supply chain issues, some of them decided to take advantage of the longer unemployment insurance and the higher unemployment insurance payments that are being made that's out there. I did ask, I don't know that whether or not Wyatt ran to look for the price of a gallon of gas across the street. Do you know the price, Wyatt? He does not. What we got was what we have up here was 189, so it's up a full 40 cents since its decline at the end of April. And I know it's twofold, okay? It's both the fact that once fishing opener comes, people say it's because of the fishing opener. It's actually because of the clean air rules in Minnesota. You're required to switch to a different blend of gas. And so always at the end of April every year, you're blowing out the winter blend. And then right after the start of May, you're trying to bring in the summer blend. And you get a little supply constraint. So there's a little spike in prices that always happens at that time. I think that's one thing. The other thing, of course, is oil. OPEC, OPEC Plus and its production limits came into force on May 1. And so those two things have actually pushed prices back up for gasoline. So if you didn't get any of that sweet, sweet $1 gas, I think your chance is probably gone. And that has happened. But it's worth noting, right, that you're still more than half – the price has fallen by more than half since where it was even as late as January of this year. So that's actually probably going to boost people in their willingness to go drive around and go up to their go up to their homes. Mining was down 6.1%, a lot less. Overall, auto production collapsed, okay, 71.7%. And some of that is people are just not buying cars. Some of that is these production processes are such that it's difficult to keep your people spaced enough. Now, here up here in Stearns County, we have a number of food manufacturers largely producing meat. We have Pilgrim's Pride. We have Jenny O, which make chicken and turkey, respectively. You've got the JBS facility down in Worthington, down in Nobles County. Still producing because they've been ordered to produce by President Trump and the Defense Production Act. Not the same in the automobile industry, right? So they're not producing, but here you actually do have a requirement to produce, and it's causing some tension between businesses and homes. So that ties to as well. Let me go grab this particular piece. The National Federation of Independent Businesses. Their small business optimism index fell to 90.9 from 96.4, and it was at 104.5 in February. So over 3 months, it's fallen by about 15%. The bottom line was that, then this is a quote from the report: impact from this pandemic, including government stay-at-home orders and mandated non-essential business closures, has led to a devastating impact on the small business economy. Owners are starting to benefit from PPP and EIDL, that's the Emergency Impact Distress Loans. But small business owners are trying to open and keep employees on staff. Owners need more flexibility, though, in using PPP loans to support business operations and liability protection so that those efforts to support small businesses are not ultimately lost in costly litigation. The story with the meatpacking plants is because they're opened under the Defense Protection Act, that order includes some protections for the owners, which the workers say, well, that just means you're just not going to take care of us, and you're telling us we have to go to work. We have to go to work in conditions that are unsafe. It would be interesting to see if it turns out there is a conflict between worker safety provisions, say in the OSHA Act of 1970, versus what's in the Defense Protection Act. You might have two laws, and so depending on how they wrote the order, they may actually end up with a case where, despite the order from the administration, the meatpackers could still face liability if they don't take due precautions. And this kind of leads to a number of issues in my mind to what the economy looks like. Steve Rattner, who was part of the TARP program in terms of managing the bailout of the auto industry, and is considered an auto expert, was on CNBC earlier this week, and was asked about where he believes the economy's recovery is going, and he had this to say. Play cut number five.
As I said, I think the notion that we are facing a V-shaped recovery where it's all going to bounce back, car sales are going to go back to 17 million, people are going to travel and spend and go to Disney World and all those kinds of things is frankly a fantasy. This has been an enormous shock to the economic system. There's been much permanent job loss, factories that are never going to reopen, restaurants that are never going to reopen, companies that are never going to rehire back, or at least not in the foreseeable future, all the people that they have laid off. And so we do need to do more. But I think it needs to be not just providing income support to Americans who've lost their jobs and to businesses that are in danger of failing, but also we need to really rebuild America. We need to finally do something on infrastructure. We need to do something about retraining and finding jobs for the people who are not going back to their old jobs, because this whole economy is going to shift into a somewhat different focus. And so, yeah, there's an enormous amount Congress can do. The question is whether they have the will to do it.
And indeed, they were asked to do it. They were asked to do it by none other than Jay Powell, who's the chair of the Federal Reserve, of course. Anyone listening to the King Banyan show here has to know who Jay Powell is. It's mandatory. You're not allowed to tune in unless you know. And he gave a speech on Wednesday. This speech was, I'm trying to remember where this was at. No, this was at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in D.C., of course, webbed in. And he was at that same podium he uses. So he's actually going to a studio somewhere in the Federal Reserve that they've set up, and probably have some real strict maintenance of that. And he defined what it is they're doing. Let's play the first Powell cut, please. Cut one.
The Fed takes actions such as these only in extraordinary circumstances, like those we face today. For example, our authority to extend credit directly to private non-financial businesses and state and local governments exists only in unusual and exigent circumstances and with the consent of the Secretary of the Treasury. When this crisis is behind us, we will put these emergency tools away.
And that's not exactly what Ratner asked for. So what they're asking for is indeed something different. What they want, in fact, is an economy. Indeed, let's go ahead and play the second cut from, this is the end of Jay Powell's prepared remarks to the Peterson Institute on Wednesday.
At the Fed, we will continue to use our tools to their fullest until the crisis has passed and the economic recovery is well underway. Recall, though, that the Fed has lending powers, not spending powers. A loan from a Fed facility can provide a bridge across temporary interruptions to liquidity, and those loans will help many borrowers get through the current crisis. But the recovery may take some time to gather momentum, and the passage of time can turn liquidity problems into solvency problems. Additional fiscal support could be costly, but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery. This trade-off is one for our elected representatives who wield powers of taxation and spending.
In other words, Congress, it's up to you. The very same thing that Ratner said. They're singing from the same songbook. But in the process of providing that support just for liquidity, what is it that Powell has actually created? We'll talk about that right after this. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
And everything's safe. Walk on.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
Wally Langfellow, Eric Nelson from the Minnesota Score Magazine and Minnesota Score Radio with you here on the 2 Minute Score. Well, Eric, as the cold weather gets further and further into our rearview mirror, time to start thinking about baseball again. I know that everybody's trying to get opened up. Major League Baseball has their plans. Minor League Baseball thinking about what their plans would be. There's also a lot of talk about Minor League Baseball, i.e. the St. Paul Saints, perhaps becoming an affiliate of a major league club. Instead of being an independent in that American Association, they would be affiliated with a major league club. Well, of course, the one that makes the most sense would be to be affiliated with the Minnesota Twins, perhaps their AAA affiliate, so that if Rocco Baldelli needs a starting pitcher, all he's got to do is make a phone call and somebody could jump on the light rail and be over there and 25 minutes. They could go from downtown St. Paul to downtown Minneapolis. It would take no time, no effort. It would be a perfect fit, made in heaven.
Yeah, it sounds like it, but you might want to pump the brakes on that idea from this standpoint. The St. Paul Saints are very comfortable in their current niche. They are the reigning American Association champions, oh, by the way. They've got a gem of a ballpark, CHS Field in Lower Town, St. Paul, that they get roughly 9,000 fans per game at. Now, that may change given the pandemic, but the Saints are a cash cow. They're printing money already. They're quirky. They have a lot of gimmicks. Fun is good. That's their mantra, and it works. I think the Saints are okay with being affiliated with the Minnesota Twins, but not necessarily with the buttoned-up suits who run Major League Baseball. It kind of runs counter to what the Saints do over there in Lower Town. So it may happen, but I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Ah, yes, the Saints go marching on their own way. Minnesota Score Radio, Saturdays at noon on Business 1440.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. And I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Limitless access to business and investment strategy. Listen to Business 1440 with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart. Tune in. And radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities and invest worldwide.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. You know, Wyatt, you should just say that these are all your choices, regardless of who actually picked them. Because if they are all yours, we need to reactivate the KBRS playlist on Spotify. Are you aware of the KBRS playlist on Spotify?
I am not. I've never heard of it, actually.
Oh, you've had some great picks here today.
And well, thank you.
Again, I contend that, okay, and I know sometimes the production manager likes to tell you what music to play, but you're free. This is your, the music is all yours, Wyatt. You get to pick whatever gets played. And we used to put up the playlist. We would tell you to pull the music out of Spotify and then build them onto a playlist each week. And then we would actually post the playlist at the KBRS playlist feed on Spotify. Interested?
Yes.
All right. All right. I think it's time to reactivate the playlist. Right? This will be the post-COVID edition of the KBRS playlist. Well, we're not post-COVID. We're in the COVID acceptance phase here. So as you heard, Jay Powell, right? Jay Powell has to say, we are, in fact, in a world where we have to make adjustments. And you can understand. I wanted to recall for you. I'd forgotten what the exact number was. In 1946, the year after the end of World War II, while we were in the pivot, the decline in GDP for 1946 was 11.6%. The shift from a wartime to a peacetime economy was 11.6% decline in GDP. Why don't we ever talk about that? Because the rest of the 40s were pretty awesome. Were pretty awesome. And you know what didn't happen? What didn't happen was deficit spending. Quote from Harry Truman. Nobody can ever convince me that government can spend a dollar that it's not got. And then he would add afterwards, I'm just a country boy. Well, what's happening is, of course, we have the Fed putting out resources to make sure we can all get through this. And I've been okay with liquidity injections, but there's a concern that they could go too far. Mohamed El-Erian, who, if you listen to the show here at Business 1440 often enough, you know King Banyan loves him some Mohamed El-Erian. And not only for the accent, although it's delicious. Great accent. But I love some of the ways this guy thinks. He's a regular on Bloomberg Radio when you listen here to Business 1440 Monday through Friday. I often say I'm the B team because whatever Bloomberg's got on is the A team. But I'm happy to be the B to their A. And Mohamed El-Erian has this to say, this is the first cut. Did the Fed go too far? Play cut three.
I was so uncomfortable about them going into high yield. They're already half pregnant. They already are underwriting significant default risk. It's one thing buying fallen angels, investment-grade names that have been downgraded to high yield. It's a completely different issue when you start buying the index. And I think that that makes them half pregnant, so they cannot clearly separate between what is a fiscal operation and what they're doing now, which is quasi-fiscal operations.
So what do we mean by a fiscal operation? A fiscal operation is, in fact, a decision to provide credit. Let me go back and read to you once more what Powell's, we're not going to replay the cut. A loan from a Fed facility, this is what Powell said, we just played this in the last segment. A loan from a Fed facility can provide a bridge across temporary interruptions to liquidity. Okay, but he wrote, he said earlier in the speech, our authority to extend credit directly to private non-financial businesses and state and local governments exists only in unusual and exigent circumstances and with the consent of the Secretary of the Treasury. The consent of the Secretary of the Treasury makes it into a fiscal operation. And when they decide to buy, they're buying a index that's tied to the high yield market. That means that they are in fact engaged in providing liquidity to high yield firms. That makes them not just providing liquidity, but they're in fact being a creditor. They're actually holding some stake in places like companies that invest in fracking oil and in frack fields to produce oil. They're invested in the airline industry. Again, there are lots of adjustments that are going to be made. Businesses stopped producing in 1946 because their need went away when the war ended. There are behaviors that we're going to stop engaging in because we realize to live with the pandemic, we can no longer do those things. I have to put the mask and gloves in my pocket. I have to be a little more careful about going to a restaurant. I will use my phone to order non-prescription drugs and groceries in ways I didn't before so I can reduce the amount of exposure I have. And that creates both winners and losers, but those are my adjustments. And providing liquidity is one thing, but it's another thing to support businesses that in fact will not be able to continue because our behavior changed. And that's the real question for the Fed and for Powell is, where's that line? Where do you go from providing temporary liquidity to actually having a stake in a business that actually is not going to be there because people just don't want to do that anymore? Because the virus changed how they behave. The great John Spry, economist from University of St. Thomas, and studier of all modeling regarding COVID, comes up right after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Imagine setting a goal for yourself today that will help you and your family forever. There are amazing opportunities in the markets right now. Improving your financial awareness provides the path for you to be the best steward of your money. Maybe it's to manage your broker better, or learning the skills to self-direct, or maybe it's to create a little extra income. Start improving your financial awareness today. Call Online Trading Academy at 952-814-4410 or go to learnwithota.com.
Here is your class valedictorian.
You want your child to succeed at every level in life. To succeed, they need a solid foundation. Your child's education is an opportunity to instill a lifetime's worth of Christ-inspired principles to create that foundation. At TwinCitiesTuitions.com, we help your child get into a private Christian school for 50% off their first year. For more information, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
We're here with another satisfied JTR Roofing customer. What did your home need?
We needed an exteriors update. We needed roofing, siding, entry doors, and our storm doors replaced.
Why did you choose JTR Roofing?
After meeting with their sales team and looking at the products that they were offering, as well as the warranty, it was an easy choice to choose JTR.
What did you think of the work JTR did?
The job was completed in a timely manner. The crews were very professional, and the workmanship was outstanding. We didn't have any surprises along the way or on our final bill. JTR was very knowledgeable and made it very comfortable from start to finish. Our house looks great. We received multiple compliments from friends and family. I was 100% satisfied with the work from JTR.
Go to JTRRoofingInc.com to set up your no-obligation consultation.